Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company, a longtime proud supporter of Living on Earth. By making our yogurt cups thinner, we reduce the fuel needed to ship them. That cuts costs and carbon emissions. Who says what's good for the earth isn't good for business?
Since 2006, there has been a mass die-off of honeybees in the United States. The same thing was seen in Europe going back to the 1990s. And while the die-off has a name, colony collapse disorder, the cause has puzzled scientists. But there have been clues that one of the world's most commonly used pesticides plays a role in the destruction of up to 90% of honeybee hives. Alex Liu, a professor of environmental exposure biology at Harvard University, conducted a series of field experiments using the popular pesticide imidacloprid. Like commercial beekeepers who feed their colonies with high fructose corn syrup, Professor Liu dosed his experimental hives with corn syrup laced with minute amounts of the pesticide. He says it's the imidacloprid, given over time, that's causing colony collapse disorder.
We found that this pesticide called imidacloprid is capable of collapsing honeybee colony in a sub-lethal dose manner.
So it's basically the smoking gun.
It is, because the study design that we created eliminate other possible risk factors. We found 15 out of the 16 pesticide-treated hive collapse, whereas control hive remained alive, except for one.
94% of the experimental colonies fed high fructose corn syrup laced with sublethal doses of imidacloprid over time died. Professor Liu says the onset of colony collapse disorder coincides with the introduction of the pesticide in the U.S. and Europe. He says it's the chemical residue found in corn syrup produced using genetically modified plants that's killing bees. Besides corn, imidacloprid is sprayed on 140 food crops, including potatoes and rice, and is commonly found in pet flea collars. The US EPA is an ongoing study. Professor Liu's results are published in the latest edition of the Bulletin of Insectology. Just ahead, here's a switch turning to computers to keep us safe from viruses and diseases. Keep listening to Living on Earth.